Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Support After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to be here with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Alempi is here, too. Jim's a seven-year member of our Brain Trust, founder of Alempi and Associates, creator of the Execution Maximizer, author of Great to Excellent. He serves on, I don't know, 200-300 different boards that he's part of. I'm being a little facetious here, folks. He's a highly sought-after intellect, and he spends a little time with us from time to time. Jim Alempi, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Jim, I was telling the audience before you got here that I hope that the younger folks, even if they're not younger in age, they're younger in business ownership, that they that when they look back on this year, as bad as it's been, as unfair as it's been in a lot of ways, they'll be able to draw on this experience when something else comes at them, either nationally, globally, or individually in the future. They'll be able to draw on this experience, and it'll help them get through whatever comes next. What do you think about that?
And we get a paycheck to manage companies not only when times are good, but when times are bad.
Yep.
And the reality is, if you stick around long enough, you'll hit a downturn that'll be full of bad news, and you'll have to adapt to it. And
right.
I don't know about you, I've gone through four of them so far in my career, and probably hit one more before I call it a day. But
that's just the ones everybody else were involved in. That didn't count the individual ones, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. You can watch an executive team and how they meet in their leadership team meetings. It tells you a lot about the company and how they react to bad news. You know, the really good teams always put the elephant, they know there's an elephant in the room, and they get them on the table so they can deal with them. Not so good teams always talk about the good stuff, and nobody wants to address the really tough issues that have to come first.
Yeah. You know, back in December of 2008, you know what was going on in those days. I could tell my employees were getting nervous about, there was a lot of uncertainty about how things were going to go. Till we turned the corner into 2009, people didn't know really how bad things were going to get. And I called them all together and I said, folks, I don't know what's going to happen, but this isn't my first rodeo with something like this. And all I can tell you, this is how I dealt with it the last time, and I'm here to tell the story. So if that's worth anything, I just want you to know that, I've been through this before, and just telling them that seemed to make them, feel better about it. They were young kids. These were mostly young kids, in their 20s, early 30s. And I think it helps. If you're a leader, if you've been around the block, if you've been to town a couple of times, I think that's when leaders, you should step up and demonstrate leadership. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right in your point on the answer in the beginning of the session about people learning from the bad news issues. That's a really important factor. I mean, the fact is we know there are going to be tough issues in business. I mean, what business doesn't have tough issues from time to time? The question is, how does the team react intelligently? I find that when teams are willing to talk about things and learn from those things, that's what removes the scare factor. Mm-hmm. What scares our employees is when they don't believe their leaders have a plan, that they seem to be flailing or not having an idea. Just the fact that there is a plan that you address the
issue. Even if it's not perfect, even if everything isn't known, take action on a plan, even if it's not quite perfect, even if you're doing it on the fly, right? Some kind of leadership.
Totally. Totally. You know, it's funny. Living organisms have three choices when their situation or environment changes. They can either move to some other place, they can adapt to the new situation, or they can die. That's a little bit like businesses. Mm-hmm. Now, businesses have three choices. They can either move someplace else, which isn't usually feasible. They can die, which nobody wants to do, or they can adapt. And that means learning and changing on the fly.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And one of the things that people who've been a small business owner for a while know, that these things happen all the time. Sometimes there are really two kinds. They're the kind that you cause and the kind that you don't cause, right? I mean, if you're undercapitalized, that's on you. If your business model isn't really great, that's on you. If you make a mistake with some bid or something like that, that's on you. But, you know, then you got the other things that you didn't cause, like a pandemic. But either way, if you're going to adapt or move and not die, you've got to deal with it, don't you?
You don't have a choice.
Yeah. So,
Well, you do have a choice, but it's not a very good one.
What do you say, what's your best advice to take the first steps to make sure that you either move or adapt to young leaders? What do you say to them?
You know, in that case, young leaders always think about the process that has broken, not worry about assigning blame. When I watch a leadership team that something bad has happened to the company or an individual and they start pointing out blame on one another, they're missing the boat. The reaction for great teams is, hey, something apparently broke in our process. Let's sit down, figure out what it is so we never have to do that again. And let's do a postmortem on what did we learn from it. What did we learn from it is really a critical phrase. And too many leadership teams don't ever get to that point.
That may be the most powerful management statement anybody could make. What did we learn to the team? When somebody makes a mistake doing their best, but they messed up, don't fire them. Ask them, what did we learn? That's a redemption term, isn't it?
Totally. And too many companies never get to that phrase. And that's a shame because that's where the value comes.
When you see people assigning blame instead of doing what Jim just said, that's when you see a lack of leadership. Leadership doesn't blame. If there is some reconciling to happen, they deal with that, but not before they take care of the problem. That's what leaders do. We're going to come right back after the break and talk with Jim Alampi some more. He's the author of Great to Excellent. Alampi.com, is that right, Jim?
That's it.
Alampi.com. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blessing, Gabe. Stay with me.
And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.